Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey everybody, Lee here. So, for our American listeners, this week is pretty special because on Thursday, it's Thanksgiving! Thanksgiving's a day when we eat and give thanks and eat some more, and if we're lucky, we get to see some family members that we don't see most of the time. So, for a lot of people, Thanksgiving also means traveling. A lot of hours in the car or on the plane, that means you need something to listen to. Which is why today's bonus episode is a Thanksgiving road trip mixtape featuring lots of your favorite Story Pirate songs from kids all around the world. So put on your seatbelt, sit back, gaze out the window of your car, and enjoy. Oh, I almost forgot. The Thanksgiving road trip mixtape is curated by one of my favorite DJs. Please welcome to the show the most famous Tiny Worm. That's also a very cool DJ. It's DJ Squirmala!
What's up? It's DJ Squirmala! Thanks for having me, Lee.
Oh, it is my pleasure, DJ Squirmala. Thank you so much for coming on the show and making this awesome Thanksgiving road trip mixtape.
My pleasure, Lee. I love spinning great tunes for my squirmy wormies out there.
Wait, what do you mean spinning?
You know, spinning records. That's what DJs do.
Aren't you just hitting the space bar on your laptop?
Well, yes. But it takes great skill to hit this space bar, Lee.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to say that you are.
I'm a worm, Lee! It takes every muscle in my worm body to press down this massive space bar!
I'm so sorry. I didn't.
Let me put it this way. Can you pick up a car?
A car?
Four wheels, steering device, seats, that whole thing?
I know what a car is.
Well, can you pick one up?
What? No.
Well, that's what it's like for me to press a spacebar on a laptop, okay?
Okay, I get it. You're super strong.
Thank you.
You are a great DJ.
I know.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Okay, so
what?
Should we do the first song?
Oh, yeah! Let's do it! Listeners, this first song comes to us from a first grader from Utah named Connor. And Connor's story is called How to Make a Basketball Plant.
Hustle team! Hustle!
You gotta come!
Come on, pass it, Todd! Todd, take it to the hoop!
I missed!
It's okay.
Just try harder next time.
I can't.
You have to. You're my star player.
Yeah, come on, Todd. You're the best.
Pick it up, buddy.
Look, Todd, the season's on the line, okay? If we don't win this next game, we won't make the playoffs. And we're playing our big rivals next week.
Well, maybe I'm just not as good as everyone says. I'm just so frustrated. I quit. Guess I won't be needing this anymore.
What are you doing? We need the ball.
Todd just threw his basketball in the trash.
Todd, you can't just throw a basketball in the trash. I went through a lot of trouble getting that basketball.
What? You mean like you bought it at the store?
Bought it at the store? No, Todd. This is the NBA. Yeah. We don't buy our basketballs at a store.
No stores.
We grow them on plants.
Yes. Yeah, Todd. Yeah. Everybody knows this.
Huh?
Listen, back in coaching school, we learned a little drill that taught us how basketball plants are cultivated. So what do you think, team? Can we show Todd how it's done through some singing and dancing?
Yeah, singing and dancing.
All right, places, everyone. In your positions, please. It's time to do a show. You're feeling down and you want to quit, but I'm telling you that you can't. Let me tell you about something that'll change your mind. Let me tell you how to make a basketball plant.
How to make a basketball plant. To make a basketball plant.
First, you plant a seed so it can grow into a plant. Glue basketballs to the ground. That's how you make a basketball plant.
That's how you make a basketball plant. How to make a basketball plant.
Wait, is that it? It's just a regular plant surrounded by basketballs that you glued to the ground?
No. Todd, you sweet, beautiful angel. You have so much to learn. You gotta give that plant some water and some sunshine. It will grow. Give that plant some TLC and you'll have basketballs before you know.
That's how you make a basketball plant. How you make a basketball plant.
Okay, so if you surround a plant with basketballs and put it in the sun, it'll grow basketballs?
Todd? Yes. Dance break!
Box out.
A double dribble.
Pirouette.
And fish.
Sunshine.
Some seeds.
Basketball.
And dance.
Great job, everyone. Incredible extension, Carl. Chuck? Do better, buddy.
Okay, are all of you done? None of this has convinced me to play basketball again.
No, there's more. There's so much more. Everyone to position three for the big finale, please.
So now you have your basketball plant and it's full of basketballs. But watch out, because the basketballs might spit at you. Oh no! And the basketballs that shoot at you might spit out smaller ones that explode. And then those exploded ones may accidentally shoot poison at you on accident, actually on purpose. And then if you got poison, you are frozen for 1 minute. And then you can move again. And then you can move again!
Swish!
So, Todd, what do you think, buddy? Todd?
Todd left like 4 minutes ago.
That's how you make a basketball plant. How you make a basketball plant.
You know what, Coach? Maybe this is why we keep losing.
Huh. You know what? Maybe. All right, the New York Knicks, let's go win some NBA games.
Hey, Coach, is practice over?
It's called rehearsal. The end.
It's the Story Pirates Thanksgiving Road Trip Mixtape, and I'm your host, DJ Scormala! That last track was something special. You heard it here first on the podcast way back in season one. But hey, a New York Knicks joke is truly evergreen. They're always bad!
Hey, DJ Scormala? First of all, go easy on the Knicks. Second of all, before we play the next song, can I do a quick plug?
Sure thing.
Hey, grown-ups! Want to ask Lee and the Story Pirates some questions? Want to see us get pied in the face? Want to do both of those things while helping us provide programming in Title I schools, homeless shelters, and hospitals? Well, I've got good news for you! On Tuesday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. Eastern, we will be celebrating Giving Tuesday live on our new Story Pirates Changemakers Facebook page, answering kids' questions and raising money to bring changemakers to more people. Grown-ups, like our new Story Pirates Changemakers page on Facebook and stay tuned for more information on how kids can ask us questions during the live stream. All right, back to you, DJ Squirmalot.
Okay, squirmy wormies, this next track is a holiday special and a Story Pirates classic. It's called Santa Claus and His Life.
Who's on fire? Who's on fire? Who's on, who's on, who's on fire?
Santa Claus!
On fire!
His motorcycle!
On fire!
His helmet!
On fire!
Awesome!
I'm Santa, and I've got a helmet and a motorcycle, half red, half black, and they both got flames on them. Yeah, they both got flames on them. Yeah, they both got flames on them. My life is awesome.
Who's that rolling with Santa Claus? Shiny hair and furry paws. They both wear red, they both wear masks. One mask red and the other mask black.
Catwoman. That's right, that's me. Don't want to get burned to the third degree. I'm a cat, and I'm rolling with Santa.
I'm Santa, and I'm rolling with a cat.
Catwoman.
My life is awesome.
Santa.
My life is awesome.
Everyone, our life is awesome. Life is awesome.
Catwoman.
My life is awesome.
Santa.
My life is awesome.
Everyone, our life is awesome. Life is awesome. Who's on fire?
Woo! What a song! This is the Story Pirates Thanksgiving Road Trip Mixtape, and I'm DJ Squirmalot! Let's keep the earworms coming with another track! This next one comes to us from an 11-year-old from Belgium named Noel, and Noel's song is called The Quest for the Golden Bananas!
Gather round, fellow fruits and vegetables. It's time to tell the story of our greatest hero. You know him, you love him, say it with me. Everett and Pickle! Listen closely now to a tale that you should know of a hero that has traveled all the archipelago. See, Everett was unique. Of that there's no dispute, 'cause even though Everett lived on a tropical island, he wasn't a tropical fruit.
Hey kiwi, hey pineapple, wanna hang?
Sorry Everett, we don't hang out with plain old garden vegetables. Get thee to a greenhouse.
Yeah, come back when you have seeds.
But I'm a cucumber, I do have seeds, which means I'm technically a fruit.
Oh well.
Well, Everett had a wish, and maybe you've wished it too. He wanted to be famous, don't we all?
Yes, we do!
Then suddenly out on the beach, he spied a washed-up chest. He opened it up and the things he found inside, you never would have guessed.
A compass, an old doubloon, and a map that leads to something called the Golden Bananas. I will find these golden bananas, and then I will be famous!
Not so fast, cucumber. That treasure's not for you.
Yeah, you're not a fruit, you're
I told you, I have seeds! Anyway, maybe you didn't read what it says on the chest. Go ahead, read it aloud.
To the one true cucumber of tropical trunkadoodles.
He's right, everyone! We better get this long green tube ready for his trip!
Yeah!
And with three items that guide him to glory, Everett hauled the chest aboard the ship. Ready for his trip.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're gonna need more than a compass, a map, and a coin on this trip.
You're gonna need water.
And dirt beds and sun lamps for nighttime and storms.
And a flying melon / pelican named...
George Trappafruits III!
Ah! He's... hideous!
hideous!
Ugh.
Which means he's my perfect first mate.
So Everett set the sail, and the ship was off with a start. And Captain and First Mate felt a hope inside their hearts. If the others felt that Everett wasn't worthy of their love, well, Everett was about to show them all what he was capable of.
Watch out for those strawberry sharks, George! Milkweed sea cows!
They were cute, weren't they?
Like dirty socks that someone used to stuff up a toilet. That can only mean one thing.
A durian dragon!
Ah! I'm an evil durian dragon, and this treasure belongs to me. If you want what's in your sight, you're gonna have to fight. Otherwise, go back to the sea!
George Flapperfruits III, this will be our greatest challenge yet. Are you ready for the fight?
I'm ready. And whatever the outcome, it has been an honor to serve you, Everett and Pickle.
George, I didn't know you could talk.
Enough! You want the treasure that bad? Come and get it, vegetable!
I have...
Swipe!
Almost got us. George, take over!
Taste my durian stink breath! I'm an acquired taste.
Okay, George, I'm ready. Tag me in. Tag me back in.
And with three items to guide into glory,
Everett knew the dragon could be tamed.
With three items to guide into glory,
Everett saw an opening that he claimed.
You're in a pickle now.
Rightful home, our island of Tropical Trunkadoodles.
And when the pair returned to Tropical Trunkadoodles, Everett was treated like a king.
Hey, hey, hey.
He was lifted up in the air, and the treasure was put in the town hall.
And the day they found the golden bananas, became a holiday.
Hey. And everyone lived happily ever after.
Love that song because I'm DJ Squirmalot and I'm a worm, and worms love fruit. We even live in fruit sometimes. In fact, my best friend Greg, he lives right over there in that fruit bowl, inside that shiny, shiny apple. Wait a second. Where's the apple? Where'd it go? Where's the apple? Where's Greg's apple?
Oh. Sorry, was this your apple?
Greg!
Hey, I was in the bathroom. What's going on?
Greg! Oh, Greg! You're okay. Phew! That was a close one. Don't ever use the bathroom again.
What?
Okay. All right, everyone. Before the next song, I have a quick message for the grown-ups about Story Pirates Creator Club. Want more from the Story Pirates? Well, for the first time ever, we are connecting with and rewarding our biggest fans and friends with the brand new Story Pirates Creator Club, which is live now! A Creator Club membership includes lots of bonus content to keep you writing and entertained between podcast episodes. You'll get a members-only Creator Club shirt and journal, VIP access to tickets to our live shows, and our first ever limited edition magazine filled with new stories, new illustrations, and activities, and more. Plus, as a founding member, you'll get surprises all year round. Grownups, sign up today at storypirates.com/create to join. As a bonus, sign up by December 6th, and the first 200 members will receive a personalized video message from Peter and Lee, guaranteed to be sent in time for the holidays. All right, back to you, DJ Squirmalot.
Okay, listeners, this next song comes to us from a second grader in Tennessee named Luke, and this song is called The Chess Master.
Once upon a time, there was a kid that dreamed of being the best chess person ever. The best chess person ever. He played every day of the year. Even as the air conditioning wasn't working. Once upon a time, there was a kid that dreamed of being the best chess person ever. The best chess person ever. He played every day of the year. Even as the air conditioning wasn't working. The next day when he went to school, he saw a poster, and it said, chess tournament coming up tomorrow. With his dad. And the next day, he's the best chess person ever. He saw the kid the next day, bragging to his friends that he played every day and really good at chess. So then they decided to play each other. Sadly, I lost, but I still became friends with him. I felt good because I had a new friend.
Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
Ha!
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
Hey there, squirmy wormies. Welcome back to the Story Pirates Thanksgiving Road Trip Mixtape. I'm your host, DJ Squirmalot. You're gonna wanna stay on that dance floor for this next tune. It's from a 7-year-old from Rhode Island named Taylor. This is The Bear Who Couldn't Disco.
Once there was a bear named Brenton, Brenton, but Brenton wasn't like all his other bear friends. His friends could disco, and he loved to watch them do all the cool moves, but Brenton just couldn't dance like them.
All the other bears can disco, but I can't disco. Tell me, what's a bear to do? I just wanna disco like the other bears. I just wanna disco like the other bears. And if I could disco like the others, oh, wouldn't that be fair? I wanna disco like the other bears.
Brenton was so sad, he ran away from home, from home. He ran far into the forest one night, one night. Then Brenton got tired, and he lay down on a rock as the moon shone full, and Brenton called out to that moon in the sky.
All the other bears can disco, but I can't disco. Will my dream ever come true? I wish I could disco like the other bears.
I wish you could disco like the other bears.
I wish I could disco like the others. I
wish
I could
disco.
And the moon listened, Brenton went home and ran into his mom.
Hi, Mom.
My baby.
His mom said,
don't forget the disco contest is tonight. Tonight, tonight.
So Brenton went down to the contest and he stepped right up onto the disco floor. Yeah, Brenton decided to give it a try.
All the other bears can disco, maybe I can disco. Take a breath, there's only one thing now to do.
Check this out!
Whoa! Brenton, he could disco like the other.
Brenton, he can disco like us other.
Brenton, he could disco like the other.
Brenton, he can disco.
And he won first class at the contest for all his disco flair. And Brenton was happy. He could disco like the other bear. And after watching Brenton groove, all the other bears tried out his disco move. That's the story of Brenton, the disco bear.
And that's the story.
Of Brenton the Disco Bear.
Do you believe my son is a bear?
Mom! Mom, the song is over! Ugh, so embarrassing.
Before this next song, here's a quick message for grown-ups. If you want more Story Pirates music, make sure you check out our two albums! They're called Nothing is Impossible and Backstroke Raptor, and they feature fan-favorite songs from the Story Pirates podcast, remixed and remastered. Find them wherever you stream music. Now, back to DJ Squirmalot.
My squirmy wormies, this next one goes way back to episode 2 of the Story Pirates podcast. From a first grader in New Jersey named Georgia, this is the girl who never took a bath.
There once was a girl.
Hi.
Who never took a bath.
Nope.
And boy, oh boy, did she get dirty. Mud on her face, dirty. Mud in her eyes, dirty. Mud on her toes and feet and legs. She looked like a scary mud monster. Her parents said,
we can't take you out if you look like that.
Said
no!
So they did not take her out. And the scary mud monster felt sad. She couldn't go out with mom and dad. She couldn't see the friends she had. How did her life end up so bad?
Oh, she was
mud on her face, dirty. Mud in her eyes, dirty. Mud on her toes and feet and legs. She looked like sad mud monster. One day she woke up and decided,
this is gross, I was misguided.
And she jumped right in the bath. Went to show her parents what that soapy water did. They didn't recognize her, asked,
excuse me, where's our kid? I am your daughter,
said the monster, now pristine.
It's just that I look different now because I'm finally clean.
She's no more
mud on her face, dirty. Mud in her eyes, dirty. Mud on her toes and feet and legs. She looked like one clean monster.
I'll take a bath every day.
That's what you'd hear that monster say. Now she's the girl who always took a bath.
the Story Pirates Thanksgiving Road Trip Mixtape, and I'm DJ Squibbleton! Next up, we got a slow jam coming up for you. From a 9-year-old in Tennessee named Zoe, this is One Little Pink Rose.
Once upon a time, there was a rose. This rose's name was Pinky. She went to a school called Red Rose. Her parents didn't notice that the whole school was full of red roses. The only pink rose. She cried, I feel so embarrassed, I feel so alone. Inside, Pinky was the same as a red rose. So why did she feel so embarrassed? Why was she so alone? Pinky was the only pink rose, and still she just felt so embarrassed. She felt so alone. Pinky saw that every red rose was life, and she knew what she had to do. She had to speak her truth.
Grown-ups, in this holiday season, what better way is there to introduce your family to charitable giving than by giving to Story Pirates Changemakers, our nonprofit that brings Story Pirates programs to Title I schools, hospitals, and shelters. There's an easy and fun way to support Changemakers by joining us for a special live stream from the Story Pirates office on Giving Tuesday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be giving a tour of our offices, answering questions from viewers, and providing a behind-the-scenes peek at a real Story Pirates rehearsal. Find Story Pirates Changemakers on Facebook to find out more. You can also support Story Pirates Changemakers by joining the Story Pirates Creator Club. A portion of every membership fee goes to support this important work. Visit storypirates.com/create to join today. Now, back to DJ Squirmalot.
Oh, hey, it's me. Welcome back to the Story Pirates Thanksgiving Road Trip Mixtape. I'm your squiggle-tastic host, DJ Squirmalot! This next song comes to us from a 4-year-old from Canada named Maytal, and it's called How the Beaver Came to Canada.
Gather round, children. I have a story to tell you. People always ask me, yeah, people wanna know how the beaver came to Canada, how she came to Toronto. The story's pretty funny, it's also pretty tame, 'cause the beaver came to Canada, oh Canada, by flying in on a plane. see the beaver, she comes from a lake. At least that's what I've been told. But she didn't want to stay there because the lake was very cold, she said.
Why am I freezing my fur off in this frigid lake when I could live literally anywhere else? I could be sitting by a beach, soaking up the sun, taking surf lessons, building a sand dam. Hey, frog, where's a warm place?
Ribbit, Bermuda, St. Thomas, Costa Rica.
Canada?
What? No.
Canada is the place where I will go to get warm.
Wait, but Canada isn't...
Canada, Canada. That's how the beaver came to Canada. Canada, Canada. A famously cold place called Canada. So our beaver, she got on a plane, she said.
It's warm in here.
But the plane was running late, so she watched TV. After takeoff, she had some juice. She had juice.
Would you like anything to drink?
Do you have tomato juice?
You bet.
Amazing. I literally don't even like tomato juice, but for some reason, I just crave it when I'm on a plane. So weird, right?
No, actually, a lot of people crave tomato juice on airplanes. It's a whole thing. You can look it up on the internet.
Oh, is there free Wi-Fi on this?
No!
Yeesh, more like the unfriendly skies, am I right? Hey, neighbor, am I right?
Huh? Oh, yes. Sorry, I had my headphones in. I usually just sleep on planes. I'm not usually sitting next to a beaver.
What's your name?
Maytel.
Cool, cool. Well, Maytel, my whole deal is I came from a lake, but I was like, it's too cold here. I've got to get to Canada.
Well, there's an inside pool in my condo in Toronto.
You're kidding.
No, we have an indoor pool.
Is it warm?
Yeah.
This is incredible news, and I have to get to that pool.
We can go as soon as the plane lands.
No, I need to get there now.
What are you doing?
Skydiving.
Excuse me, flight attendant. There's a beaver standing on the wing of the plane.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Beaver, where are you going?
I'm going to the pool!
Beaver, she jumped off the plane. The jump, it sure was fun. She floated in on a parachute, but she fell on her bum, 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 bum. She landed in Toronto. It was summer, it was warm. She loved everything about it, especially swimming in the inside pool. Canada, Canada. That's how the beaver came to Canada. Canada, Canada. That's how the beaver came to Canada.
Hey, Beaver, it's me, Maytel. I'm home, ready to go into the inside pool. Oh, what happened to the pool?
Oh, sorry. I couldn't help but build a dam.
Beaver, the end.
Well, my squirmy wormies, we've reached the end of this year's Thanksgiving Road Trip Mixtape. But don't worry. I've got one more track for you to get wiggly to. Thanks for joining us, and I hope that everyone, human, worm, or otherwise, has a wiggle-tastic Thanksgiving. Here's the final song from an 8-year-old in Dubai named Kinan. He is the Mad Piano Player. DJ Squirmalot.
One day there was a little boy born with a certain hunger and a certain flair. For he trained and he learned and he grew up to be a mad piano player. Not mad like angry, I'm talking mad like he has mad skills. Yeah, he practiced so much that his fingers would swell and blow up with muscles. One day his mom received a message, and it came from the palace of the king. We're looking for a piano player who can play everything.
We need a mad, mad, mad piano player.
Yeah, one that can play for the king.
So the kid headed straight to the palace in a super fast Bugatti.
FYI, that's a really fast car.
When he got to the palace, he was welcomed with a big parade.
Hooray!
There were dancers and jesters and peasants in the streets, and they all shouted his name. To the king's throne. King said,
play me one of your best piano pieces.
Well, he had a secret special piece he never played for anyone, so instead he played his piece from the fourth grade. The king was very impressed.
Yes, that was quite delightful. But can you play something even better?
Well, he didn't want to play his special secret song, so he played his masterpiece from eighth grade.
He's playing so many notes.
And they're all just flowing together.
Oh, look, the king really likes this one.
Delightful!
Is the concession stand open?
Shh!
What? Oh, sorry.
He's a mad, mad, mad piano player.
The king was thrilled, but he wanted a musical.
A mad, 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 mad piano player.
So the kid played a piece from the 10th grade.
Ooh! It's so dramatic.
His fingers are moving so fast.
This is a very fine performance.
As he played, smoke came from the keys.
It's marvelous.
As he played, smoke came from the keys.
The king was so excited that he pondered and he wondered,
my boy, do you have a secret song?
Well, I do, but why? Did someone tell you?
No, no, no. I just sort of got that vibe from you.
Well, I'll play any song you want, Your Majesty, but I prefer to keep my secret song my own special secret.
Oh, I totally get it. The only thing is, if you do not play it, I will throw you in the dungeon! Oh, who put that vase there?
Okay, here goes. Same time.
He's a mad, mad, mad piano player.
Absolutely marvelous.
A mad, mad, mad piano player.
Yes, brilliant. Play that piano.
Yes, he played so well and so fast and so hard that the piano exploded. And the king fainted.
Oh.
I guess he really did end up being a...
Mad, mad.